Hello, 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 everybody. It is so good to be back. Hello, 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 everybody. I just want to sing the song, all right? Like, welcome back. Welcome, welcome, welcome back. Oh my goodness, I am so excited to be here with you guys. How is everyone? How are you guys doing? Hoping that all is well. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Listen, we're going to go ahead and we are going to get the experience started. I'm so happy to be here on this Thursday with you guys. So listen, I'm gonna go ahead. I'm gonna run these beats. I'm gonna let the experience do what it needs to do, but just know that I'll be back so I can talk to you guys. See you in a moment, y'all. The experience starts now.
If you want to create a drop, release your new song with a pop, do you need an exciting intro for your video, promote your business, products, or shows? Contact us for customized digital video packages. For more details, email us at tkbsds.org@gmail.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome to Turn Up Thursday, Raise the Praise. I am so happy to be here with you guys. It has been a minute. It has been a minute since I've been here with you guys. So much has been going on, but just know that I was here in spirit, and I hope that you guys were as well. Listen, we're going to get right into it, right? Because I just want to jumpstart. I want to see how you guys are doing. I want to check in on my brothers and my sisters. Amen. So just know that right now we are streaming on our YouTube channel. No matter which YouTube channel you are coming in under, we are there. Make sure you guys go ahead and check that out. Make sure you guys say hello to us as well. Okay. And after our show, no worries, we're streaming and that will go up on our podcast under tkbsdsproductions.com. If you're coming in under the sister chat, hello, my sisters, hello, my brothers. Please do me a favor and please allow StreamYard the option to display your name. I do not want to call you a Facebook user. And to everyone inside of the V Spot, happy Friday Eve. Yes, we are back. We are back, y'all. We back like we never left. And I'm so excited that you guys are here with me. I honestly didn't have anything to throw up or, it's just been so long, but it feels good to be back with you guys. It feels good to be here. So we're going to jump right in. As always, guys, go ahead and rep your church. Go ahead and rep your church. As you guys know, I rep Victory Outreach Ministries, as always, under the leadership of Bishop Paul M. Burke Jr. and Lady Kelly Burke. We're located right there off of 52nd and Chester Avenue. We have online services as well as in-person services. So I hope you guys can go ahead and I hope you guys will be able to check that out. So there's always time, as always, to rep your church. Go ahead and place that inside. If you guys have anything that you would like for me to play, please do that as well. But because it's been so long, y'all, we're going to go ahead and give God praise just by saying, this is the day. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it, y'all. Let's rejoice because we're here. I love you guys, and there is absolutely nothing you can do about it. Welcome back, y'all.
Just come to hell, just come to hell, just come to hell, just come to hell.
It's a good day. Your favorite is jazz, but I need. Come on, y'all. I will. Come on, y'all. Rejoice with me. Y'all, and that was This Is The Day by our very amazing Uncle Fred, right? So listen, it's been so long since I've been here. I'm going to have to go back and check the music. You guys know how I do that, to make sure we are fine, to make sure we are jamming, to make sure that we is moving and grooving, right? So listen, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to put on another song. We're going to put on another song for us to vibe out to while I go ahead and I just check this music to make sure you guys can hear it, to make sure you guys are here. If you have something that you want to hear, go ahead and drop it down inside of the chat. This is all about you today. Amen. This is all about you. And I'm so, so happy to be here. You guys have no idea. No idea how happy I am to be here. So listen, we're going to go ahead and get into We Come to Praise Him by Tyler Little while I maneuver around and get some stuff going on so we can hear the music. Amen. I love you guys so much, and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. Welcome back, y'all. Hey, y'all. I am back. We are back. And that was the one and only We Come to Praise Him. So I checked the volume of the music. We straight. Everything is going well. Everything is fine. So listen, y'all. It has just been so much that has been going on. And I had a conversation with someone. And the conversation that I had with the person was so heartbreaking. When I had this conversation with them, they were speaking about their children and their children going to church service with them. And I said, you know what? I think that we need to have the conversation. We need to have the conversation. So we're going to discuss and we're going to have the conversation, but we're going to listen to the lifter. We're going to listen to the lifter. Look, you know how you feel like you got to sneeze. I'm like, so guys, here it is. We're going to go ahead and we're going to go over and we're going to go and play the lifter by Youthful Praise. And when we come back, we're going to have the discussion. And it just hurt me so bad. So we'll come back and we'll discuss. Here is the lifter, guys.
Yeah.
You know, guys, that is such a simple song, right? That is such, I love that song. That is The Lifter by Youth for Praise. I absolutely, absolutely love that song. So let's just get into the conversation. So I was speaking to a friend of mine, and she was discussing how, you know, she wanted to go to church, and, you know, some of her children attend service with her and some of them do not. And one of the reasons why one of the children do not attend services is because something happened to them, you know, when they were listening to the preacher, or the preacher said something that kind of turned them off and kind of turned them away. And with that being said, since that happened, his whole family doesn't attend services. And it hurted me so bad. And it's so painful to hear of that, especially because of my, you know, my faith and my belief. And church hurt is so real. You know, and it's so real. And it's so real to the point where he's like, my family can't even come. One second, guys. God bless me. To the point where, you know, he just said, you know, my family can't even come. Oh, if that pastor is preaching, my family can't come. If that pastor is going to be there, my family can't come. And I think that it just hurts me so bad because I know, like, the leadership that I'm under. I know the word that I get when I go to service. I know the teachings that my bishop gives us when we're in service and when we're not in service, and just period, you know, the comfort of knowing that my bishop does not set himself up higher than we are. And his conversations are so real and it's so relatable, and we get the meat. And it may be harsh. Sometimes you have to say ouch and grow. But I don't ever, ever think that there was a time that I felt offended by anything that my bishop or any of the ministers, the ministerial staff at my church said. So how do you deal with that? Like, how? And I had the conversation with my daughter. I did have the conversation with my daughter, because my daughter, she's 19 now, right? So we know to train up a child in the way that she should go, and when she grows old, she shall not depart from thee. Well, at this present time, my daughter is in a departure stage where she's trying to find herself. And although I know the word that we have, and I know the prayers and the thoughts that, you know, I give up into the atmosphere when I'm praying to my God, I know that they will find her, and I know that they will keep her. And I had to have the conversation with her. And I said, well, did anybody say anything to you, you know, in service? Did anybody say anything to you that will make you feel like you just don't want to come anymore? I remember that there was a moment where I stopped going to church as well. But that was because of my own stuff. It wasn't because somebody said something to me or I felt some sort of way. You know what I mean? So I remember when I had that moment. So in this transition of my daughter, like I said, she's 19. And in this transition of her trying to figure out where she's going to go and what she's going to do, I just reiterate the practices that I know and my belief system. But when someone is hurt, when they are hurt by the church, when they're hurt by something that was said, how can you talk to them? And to hear the person that I spoke to, to hear them saying that in reference to their family, it hurted me so bad. Because I didn't know what to say. I didn't know what to say. I didn't know what to offer up. So yeah, so today is just speaking about how do we deal with those things, and is there a way? I mean, I've been hurt before, you know, I've been hurt. by my own mess ups and my own mix ups, that didn't take me away from the church. I just knew that I messed up, you know, period. I just knew that I messed up and I was mixed up in some old flim flam, that I didn't have any business being in, you know. But when it comes to church hurt, that's a whole nother beast within itself. So today the prayer is for anyone who's dealing with that, anyone who may have some church hurt, anyone who may have unresolved issues with someone that stops them from going to service because it's just too much. I just pray peace and understanding and wisdom over you in that situation. It's hard. Y'all, it's hard. And when I heard it, it broke my heart. It really did. It broke my heart. I love you guys so much. And there's nothing that you can do about it. Please tell me. Please tell me how you been. Because it's been a while since I've been here. But we're going to go ahead and we're going to get into this Just Like God. No matter what we are going through, no matter what we encounter, no matter how we may feel, our Father will continue to keep us and will continue to bless us and will continue to make a way. We just have to hold on. I love you guys so much. And I'm so happy to be back here with you. And there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. So here it is, y'all. Just Like God. Ain't that just like God? Yes, it is. Amen. All right, y'all. So y'all know what it is. This is Double Play Tuesday. And let's just go right on into Won't He Do It. I love you guys, and there's nothing you can do about it. Here it is. All right. Yes, y'all, and that was Won't He Do It. So listen, really quick, we're going to go ahead and we're going to pay some bills. We're going to pay some bills, and we will be right back. So if you are listening in, thank you so much for being here. If you are joining us, thank you so much for being here. And this is just a little welcome back. So we're going to go ahead and pay bills, and then when we come, oh, you know what? Let's just go ahead and just rock out with the way that we end things, with the way that we close things. Like I said, this was just me coming back saying, hey, y'all, I miss y'all. I love y'all. And I'm back. Okay. So I hope you guys enjoyed this, this short but sweet half an hour. Please join me tomorrow at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the V Spot. I have something special for you guys there as well. So the way that we go in is the way that we go out, y'all. We came in with a praise. We're going to go out with the praise. You guys know we're going to play the one, the only, I Believe. Baby is having a whole conniption back there. We're going to do I Believe, okay? So I love you guys. Be sure to join us tomorrow, like I said, at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you guys so much for joining in. If you have not repped your church, it is definitely still time for you to do so. I love you all, and it is absolutely nothing you can do about it. Until next time, guys, be safe, be well. Know that I love you guys, and my heart still hurts for church hurt. It still hurts for that. But we're going to keep it at a half an hour today. And I'll see you guys tomorrow. And we'll resume our schedule. Until then, y'all, I love you all. And there's nothing you can do about it. Here it is, I Believe by Jonathan Nelson. Good night, guys. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. Dance on the devil head. It never gets old, y'all. I love y'all. We're going to keep it moving, y'all. Yes, y'all. One more time.
So long. So long. So long. So long. So long.
I love y'all. Good night.
So, you want to join in on the conversation?